A new Forbes Advisor study has identified the biggest financial regrets in 2023. We dive in and share some tips to help you navigate through these common concerns coming up on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, joined by Tim McDermott, Portfolio Manager. Again, Guardian Investment Advisors, where you can find him. Gary's got over 25 years in the business helping his clients get ready for their retirement. He's a fiduciary for advisory services, and the office carries an A-plus rating Better Business Bureau. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, it's always retirement discussion. You're going to have questions about your own situation. Maybe you have done an incredible job of saving and putting money away and developing that portfolio. But what about a plan? What are you going to do when you get to retirement's door? You can't just show up, folks. It could get kind of crazy. If you have a plan, you have confidence as you move through retirement. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Gary and Tim and the entire team at Guardian. And these are complimentary appointments. We'll tell you about those as we move through the show. But gentlemen, welcome in. How was your week?
Man, it's been great. How are you? How was your weekend, by the way?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I love this time of year. You can get outside a little bit more. There's the grill. I mean, you can get going on that. And again, any kind of outdoor activity. And look, Tennessee Valley, what a great place to get outside.
It is, other than the green pollen that's an inch on top of my car when I walk out every day.
But it was gorgeous out last night.
Yeah, yeah. Tim and I actually did that last night, Morgan. We had a little work session out on the back patio last night, and it was great. So, man, everything's good. And I did want to share with our listeners, you know, we've been talking about this new office that we got going on, Morgan.
I know.
And we are so excited. Tim saw it for the first time in several weeks yesterday. And, buddy, we're close. The painting is done. The ceilings are going in. You know, we need some flooring and some different things like that. But, buddy, we are so close, and we cannot wait to have a major open house and invite all of our listeners out there to come by and check it out.
Well, I'm going to work extremely hard looking at my schedule. I hope to make it out there for the big opening, because I got to see the – I guess I saw the rough video.
You did, man, yeah. I need to send you a new one.
What a beautiful space that is going to be. And you'll have a dedicated radio / TV studio right there in the office. Now, am I correct? You're going to also have a hitting bay. You're going to have a simulator. You're going to be – is that going on? Is that happening?
Yeah, come on down, play Pebble Beach anytime you want.
Yeah.
You know, we got the idea, Morgan. A good friend of mine, another advisor up in Cincinnati, he added a golf simulator to his firm and inside of his office, and he said his clients just fell in love with it. And he timed it really good because it was right in the dead of the middle of winter when you really couldn't get out and play. But I just, man, I thought, wow, what a great idea to be able to have something like that for our clients to come by and enjoy. We'll do different events around it as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But I hope we're up and operational by June 1st.
Okay.
That's our goal. So we'll see if that happens or not. But we'll definitely be talking about the open house in the weeks to come and let everybody know about it.
Well, I like what Tim said there. I mean, think about it. I mean, I could come into Chattanooga, stay on the East Coast, play Pebble Beach, and the price tag
would be a little bit less
than flying out to the West Coast and playing Pebble Beach. But anyway, yeah. I'm excited for you guys. It's wonderful to have you know, this kind of space to welcome in your clients and your potential clients as they start planning for retirement. That's what we do. We talk retirement each and every week. So let's get into this, guys. Today we're going to discuss, you know, financial regrets facing Americans in this year, 2024. Hard to believe we're saying that word out loud, 2024. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you know what they say about regrets. Regret is a form of punishment itself. So we're going to dive into ways to get beyond the common regrets. Forbes Advisor identified the major financial regrets Americans had from last year, 2023. And we're going to break those down. Top four concerns and topping the list, saving a little to no money for retirement at roughly one in five Americans, 19.8%. Is this financial regret? Is this the one that you anticipated topping the list?
I don't think it is for me, Tim. I'm a little surprised at this number. But then again, I'm not. When I think about a lot of different things, one thing I'm going to think about is the inflation that we've been dealing with the last several years. My wife just said to me this morning, she said, Gary, I didn't buy that much at the grocery store yesterday, and it was $170. Inflation's here right now, and it's not going anywhere. Yes, it's down. But if you look at the last few years, I mean, the cost of living's just increased, so people had a harder time maybe putting that money back. But here's my biggest take on this. I think this all comes down to not being dedicated to paying yourself first. I mean, I really do. I think you can make a budget for yourself, a spending plan for yourself, so you can at least put something back for yourself. And
at just about any income level, you can do this. It's just
absolutely
about, you know, having that self what's the word?
Self-awareness.
Discipline. Self-discipline. Yeah.
I mean, right, yep. I get it. Look, and there's a great book out there. If you're a younger listener out there right now, there is a great book out there by David Bach called The Latte Factor. I would highly, highly recommend it. It's an easy read. I'm not a big reader, folks, and I read it on a plane ride back from Phoenix. I mean, it's not that hard of a read, but, you know, he talks about instead of going buying that latte out there at Starbucks or wherever every morning, you know, if you put that money back, put a little interest to it on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, what it equates to down the road. Again, I use the phrase a lot, Morgan, pay yourself first.
Yeah.
And I don't think people think they can do it, but I think it comes down to education, Tim. I think we need to educate people on how to do this.
That latte probably costs you $5, if not more, with inflation now, and you just do that Monday through Friday, and you take that out for a year, it's over $1,200 for the year.
$1,200. And I'm the stupid guy that buys the Venti, and then I have to tip, so it's $10. You know, I'm just saying, pay yourself first. But this is something we like to educate people on. Education is the key here at Guardian, and we're happy to have a conversation with someone and show them how to not let this happen in 2024.
Yeah, just keep an eye on your spending, and it's. I tell you, you get lulled into it. I mean, things are so expensive. You guys use the latte as an example. I mean, I have a guilty pleasure, and that's the Chick-fil-A strawberry milkshake. And I do this at least once a week, but it's over $5 now. It's over $5 for probably maybe a 12-ounce strawberry shake with a little whipped cream and a cherry. Oh, my gosh. I'm already starting to think about it. But, I mean, you really need to, you know, take a look at what's going out and how can you just kind of have the discipline, as Tim said, and just put a little bit more away each and every week. So that's one reason. That's one way that we can kind of combat what's going on. The next on this list, again, financial regrets for the past year, 2023, failing to take advantage of interest-bearing accounts, and we're going to specifically look at the high-yield savings because the numbers we're seeing on high-yield savings right now, we haven't seen in years. 5.5% kind of on average. But Tim, I mean, what are your thoughts, you know, as far as this regret, if you're not taking advantage, because we haven't seen this before.
Right. So, I mean, we've seen high yield savings, but it's been a long time since we've seen high yield savings, right? And so what do you do with that extra $5 a day? Where do you put it? And when you're first starting out, right, you can't throw $5 in a brokerage account. Most companies won't take it, right? And so, you know, starting a high yield savings account, building up an emergency fund is a great way to start. There's several tools out there. You can go and look at bankrate.com, and it just shows you the highest yields out there between savings and CDs right now. So it's just an easy way to go open up a bank account, throw that extra $5 a day in there. I mean, a lot of these banks do the keep the change program, right, where you take your excess, it rounds up to the next dollar, and that change goes into that savings account for you. And so there's easy ways to set this stuff up. It's just a matter of starting something. You have to start something somewhere at some amount, right?
But I love it, too. And we're going to talk about the devastation of credit cards here in a few minutes on this show. But even the credit card companies have really stepped their game up with their high-yield savings accounts out there. I think Capital One and Citi right now are both paying 4.75% in a savings account, and you can have your money within 24 hours if you need it. So don't just let it sit there and collect cobwebs, I guess is what we're trying to say. Put your money to work.
Absolutely.
Talking financial regrets, a lot of people chimed in on this from 2023, things that they wish they would have known about and done. And, of course, you know, talking about topping that list, you know, not putting money away, one in five Americans, 19.8%, even the little amount. Because of inflation, we discussed that, people are spending more money. They're not saving more money and saving enough for retirement. And then, of course, the other financial regret we just talked about, interest-bearing accounts, people aren't taking advantage right now. Again, high-yield savings at 5.5 on average across the country. We have time for one more, and then we'll come back with some more regrets coming up in segment number two. But, again, not too far behind second place is third place. List of Americans' financial regrets for last year, taking too much, as you mentioned, Gary, credit card debt. And the example we're using is 14.8%. There's right. Plastic out there with a lot higher than that.
It's amazing. On average, if you look at the average credit card debt in 2023, it was just over $6,500 per American. $6,500 per American. That's 10% higher than in 2022. Folks, credit cards can devastate you. We talked about inflation a few minutes ago. I know for a lot of younger people, they had to pull out that credit card just to pay for their rent because rent got so high last year or the last few years. So I get it. And last year, we set an all-time record, didn't we, Tim?
In credit card debt last year? $1 trillion in consumer credit card debt.
In 1 year. So, I mean, that's a scary fact to me. We talk about getting out of debt all the time. Folks, if you have high credit card debt, we need to have a conversation and get you out of that high. I mean, right now the rates are so high, you're paying a great amount of money on this credit card debt. But here's the thing with retirement, folks. You got one shot at it. One shot, and we just want to make sure you do it right. All these things we're talking about, let's face these regrets that Americans have. Let's face them head on. Let's do it together. We do a process called the Wealth Guard Planning Process, and we would absolutely love to have this conversation with you. Set up today, call today, claim it. You can give me a call or a Zoom call and or an in-person meeting, but I would call quickly because these appointments fill up so fast, Morgan.
Again, the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. And again, your options are hour-long in-person, or you can do the regular phone call for 20 minutes or the Zoom call for 20 minutes. Get to know Gary and the team. These are complimentary, but they do fill up fast. 800-517-1575. When we come back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, we'll talk more about the regrets from 2023. You don't want to miss it. Welcome back into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, also Tim McDermott, our portfolio manager, is joining us on the program today. Gary's lead at Team Guardian, fiduciary for advisory services, over 25 years experience in the business. And the team has over 50 years experience in this business. And that team includes, as I mentioned, Tim's joining us on the show, but also Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And again, it's a team approach. They've got front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it is all about retirement planning at Guardian Investment Advisors. So Tennessee Valley, if you've got any questions about your retirement situation, get on the phone, grab one of the available appointments right now. They're complimentary. They fill up fast, so you need to grab them. 800-517-1575. That's an hour-long in-office or 20-minute Zoom or 20-minute regular call. Get to know the team. 800-517-1575. So we're talking about regrets. Americans regretting what happened in 2023. The first one, one in five Americans just not able to spend, you know, put money in savings. And so they're just living check to check. They're trying to pay their bills. 19.8%. That's a regret, not being able to put the money back towards their retirement. And then taking advantage of interest bearing accounts like a high yield savings around 5.5%. People aren't doing that. And then we just got to, you know, third place, and that's Americans' financial regrets, taking too much credit card debt with them, and 14.8%. I mean, we are talking about big, big numbers. But Gary, you wanted to kind of complete your thoughts on the credit cards. And look, we get it. It's tough times for a lot of people out there. And the plastic is just, it's too easy to lean on.
Yeah, well, it is. And listen, I understand. I was in a situation one time. I don't care to admit this. Let's get personal for a minute. I remember going to credit cards because I had to. You know, I remember being in that position. I needed to buy food or whatever the case may be. I had to use a credit card. Do I regret it now? Of course I do. But, you know, I was a lot younger then and a lot dumber, I guess, being honest with you. But credit card, I mean, debt is the greatest killer of wealth. And credit card debt is the biggest one. And I don't care to share another personal story. In 2022, my wife and I had a mission to get out of all credit card debt in 2022 and 2023. And guess what? We did it. And we did it because we had discipline. We did it because we made it part of our spending plan. Folks, you can get out of this high interest credit card debt if you just dedicate yourself to it and set your mind to it. And I promise you, it might hurt for a few minutes. It might hurt for a few months. It might hurt for a year, Tim. But guess what? When you get that high interest credit card debt paid off, I promise you, you're going to sleep better. You're going to sleep better because now you're not paying the credit card company. You're actually putting money back for yourself. And that's what it's all about.
So important. Again, you know, have a plan. And if you're in a hole, if you're in a ditch, if you're on the road to retirement, but you're in the ditch with, say, high interest credit card debt, I mean, sit down, start to budget, figure out ways to get that high interest debt out of there before you get to retirement. Again, as Gary said, I mean, it's like this big weight being lifted off your shoulders. All right, we got one more. Failing to save money, and again, these are regrets from 2023 in this survey. Failing to save money for emergencies came in at number 4 on the Forbes Advisors list of financial regrets. And again, percentage-wise, 13.1% of this survey, they just weren't able to put more back, and that is a big one. So the question is this: is it common to see folks just not contributing or potentially not having any emergency fund?
More common than you would like to see, yeah. Morgan. This is step number one. I mean, you know, I should say step number two. Get out of credit card debt and then start your emergency account, right? You can't really start saving outside of a 401k and investments without having some kind of emergency account. Because what happens if the AC goes out? What happens if the car breaks down? What happens if this happens, right? Then you end up having to reach in and take penalties and pay taxes on money from 401ks or other investments. And, you know, that just sets you back. It's one step forward, two steps back, right? So always have that emergency account in place to help take care of those things that just can't wait, right?
I agree with you on that. How many people, we see a lot, especially our younger folks come in and they don't have that yellow bucket of money.
Yeah.
You know, we reference that as our yellow bucket of money. It's our money sitting in those high-yield savings accounts that we talked about earlier. You got to have an emergency account established. So I think it's so important for the what-ifs in life.
And look, every one of these issues that has just been put out can be handled by having a spending plan. Write down what your budget is. Write down what you need to spend money on. And we can solve most of these issues with a little self-discipline and a little planning.
And a few less lattes. Just saying, guys.
You might need a latte to write that spending plan.
all you listeners at home, I am drinking my coffee out of my Yeti from home. I was a latte junkie. Guys, I'm going to admit it, but guess what? Now we do one a week. That's mine and Rhonda's rule. Either on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, we'll go to Starbucks. I mean, guess what? I'm drinking good coffee. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not paying $10. You know, per day for it. So that's the whole point.
Well, since we've got, two, just bright minds when it comes to retirement, and you guys, we've been discussing the emergency fund, and that's something that a lot of people overlook. And Gary, we've had this discussion on the program, just the two of us. But now that we've got Tim on the line too, let's ask this question. You know, if I'm setting up my emergency fund, and it's a perfect world, how much do I need in there? I mean, because we talk about emergency funds and people are like, well, what do I actually need to have in that? Because, I mean, as we've talked about, things happen. HVAC, plumbing, roof, car. I mean, things happen. Yeah. And so what's a good number for people out there to kind of focus on?
So I would say at least $10,000, but usually base it on 3 to 6 months worth of your income.
Correct.
Or expenses needed.
Yeah. And I think the older we get, we want people to have a little more in there. You know, I think as our younger clients come in, you know, I think we always strive on them having at least 6 months worth of income put in that yellow bucket of money. But as they get older, I mean, I'd love to see 12 months, you know, because you just never know. And really, I like seeing that in case somebody gets sick. And you just need to get your hands on some money quickly to take care of one another. So I like the rule of thumb, 3 to 6 months worth of income. I think as we get older, Morgan, we just need more. And that's what it's all about.
Tell you, so true. Again, you know, want that comfortable retirement, want that confidence as you head into what is your postseason. You know, have a plan, have a spending plan, know where your monies are, know where your monies are going. That's gonna help you sleep a little bit better at night. And if you're working with professionals that will walk with you down this path, it makes a big difference when it comes to just your confidence as you move forward. And again, we're talking about a team at Team Guardian that has done this many, many times. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, in every situation, it's like you walk into Team Guardian and you're not going to be put in plan A, B, or C. You know, that first meeting, which we're offering today, is about getting to know you, your situation. What are your puzzle pieces, and how do all those puzzle pieces fit together? Because guess what? You're going to be totally different from anybody else that walks in the office, and that's how you're treated at Team Guardian. You're it.
Yeah. You know what? I want to say, so I want to go back to what Tim said earlier on the show. At the end of the day, you have to start somewhere. And we just had a client come in a couple of weeks ago, and Morgan, she's been listening to our radio show for, I think she said, a year and a half, 2 years.
Nice.
She was so dreading coming in because she was 63 years old and had $54,000 in credit card debt. $54,000 at 63 years old.
Wow.
So the first thing we had to do is start putting a plan together to get rid of that, because I'm like, you're never going to be able to retire if you keep paying these high interest credit card debts. And so you got to look at all these issues, and maybe out of the four that we talked about, maybe one or two of them are impacting your life right now. And that's where we can really step up and help you put this spending plan together. Morgan, you mentioned working with a team of professionals. That's what we do, because things like this, they're overwhelming. You know, it's a lot to take on, especially if you're trying to raise a family or you're trying to take care of your mom or dad, or you're headed into retirement and you're so confused about what to do. I mean, it's a big deal. So give us a call and come in and see us.
It's so important. Again, have that plan. All right. From time to time, we like to throw scenarios at the guys, and we're going to do that here as we wrap up this portion of the program. We'll come back and we'll talk more retirement, give you more opportunities to get on their calendar. But our first scenario, gentlemen, of the program is this. How should I, an individual retirement account, an IRA, be managed? Should I pay my taxes? I've got an IRA. Should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? Can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself? Again, totally hypothetical situation. How would you handle that?
That's a great question. I love it. I think we've been pushing a lot of folks towards doing some Roth conversions here recently. You know, should you pay the taxes and throw it into a individual brokerage account? Probably not what I would do, but rather do a Roth conversion where it grows and comes out tax-free in the future. This has many planning options to it. We do want to make sure we're not pushing you into a tax bracket where not only your income tax gets bigger, but we end up paying more in Medicare, more in Social Security tax, things like that. So there's a lot to consider. But, you know, more times than not, it makes a whole lot of sense to do a Roth conversion, especially right now because we are in some of the lowest taxes we have ever seen.
Hey, and something, hey, listen, listeners, if you're interested, I have a 2024 tax guide. I'll send you out in digital form right now. It's all about the tax laws, how they changed in 2024, and that might help you decide if you want to have a conversation with us on doing this Roth conversion. Folks, here's the bottom line with retirement. You got one shot at it, and we just want to make sure you do it right. I'd like for you to talk about your tax debt. What is your tax debt, and how much are you going to be able to keep of that? Because it's not about how much you have. It's how much you get to keep. So give us a call today. Claim one of these opportunities to come in and see Team Guardian as soon as you can.
Opportunities. That's exactly what these are. Again, the appointments are available and you leave the checkbook at home. 800-517-1575. You have three options, hour long in person right there at Team Guardian, or you can do a 20-minute regular call or a 20-minute Zoom call. That's 800-517-1575. Limited number of spots, but we've carved them out especially for you. 800-517-1575. We are going to talk more retirement. Stick around. Carefree retirement. Wouldn't you like to have that? We'll talk about that coming up next. Plan Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, hosted by Gary Thurman. Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement planning. Gary's got over 25 years in this business. He is the lead at Guardian Investment Advisors, Team Guardian, we call it. And we've got one of our heavy hitters on the program, Tim McDermott, Portfolio Manager. But that team also includes Tide McIntosh, Fellow Advisor, Tanner Moore, Senior Healthcare Advisor. And again, front and back office, I tell you, great support staff, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. Again, it's all about helping you get ready for retirement. And if you're sitting on that portfolio, I say this often, you have done an amazing job saving for your entire working life. But now what? Need that roadmap. You need to get that puzzle put together, which is going to be your retirement. We're going to offer up appointments complimentary with Guardian Investment Advisors during the course of this show. So listen up. And also, a great resource website. Check out GIAPlanToday.com. That's GIAPlanToday.com. Links to the TV show. Looking slick, guys, by the way. I've seen them. And also the radio show in podcast form. So there's just a lot of great information. And any event that's coming up, you'll be able to find it at GIAPlanToday.com and get signed up. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. So we're planning for retirement. It can be challenging, no doubt about that. And fortunately, when it comes to retirement, mistakes can cost you significantly. So what's the goal? To plan correctly, to avoid experiencing any kind of fallout that comes with some of the most common retirement planning regrets, mistakes, if you will. So we're going to cover some of these regrets slash mistakes and how you can steer clear of them. And these are potholes on the road to retirement. So, Tim, we'll start with you. And this seems kind of simple. It's right out in front of you. Not saving enough or not starting early enough.
This is a more common issue than I would love to see. So I think one of the things that have been taken out of schools is talking about finance, right? I mean, when should you start saving? And the question is now, right now or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I just had a daughter last year. She's 1 year old, and she has $1,250 in her bank account. And that's because these kids don't really need 18 toys, right? She's 1 year old. She's not going to know. And so grandma and grandpa.
Poor Eleanor. Her daddy's so abusive.
Trust me, she's got plenty of toys, by the way.
I grew up with a rock. I don't understand.
Hey, I had a pet rock when I was a kid. I thought it was great.
Oh, my God. What was its name?
I have no idea. I have a camera.
Okay. Lumpy.
Okay, sorry.
But it's true. Grandma and grandpa asked, what do we need? What does Eleanor need for her birthday? And I said, you know what? She would love to thank you for a car when she's 16 years old.
That's right.
By putting a little
man.
Money aside. And this is a bank account that we're starting for her that is funded by grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, anybody that wants to give her a little something to put aside. And we're going to use that account to match whatever she has when she turns 16 to buy a car.
And I absolutely love this. You know, we talked about in the first segment that, 19.8, 20% of Americans are not putting money back for retirement at all. It's kind of the same thing, and I think people are intimidated by it, but it all comes to that spending plan. But the same thing, Morgan, that Tim is doing for Eleanor is, you know, I just had my brand new grandbaby, and I had a conversation with, you know, the moms and grandmothers and everybody around, like, hey, I'm going to start this account. You're happy to put money into it if you want to. But I just think that's a brilliant idea that you're starting now, and it's just, like you said, it's you don't need all those toys. I get it. It's fun, but you know, putting back for your child ahead of time, that's just a brilliant idea.
Gary, the other thing I see a ton is 401ks. Folks will get into a new job and they say, well, I'm not planning on being here that long, so I'm just not going to start this 401k. Start that 401k. Take the free match. Even if you're there for 3 months, if they offer it, give it,
take it,
right? And just roll it into your IRA and add it to that lump sum.
But how many people do we talk to this? Well, I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
When
I'm
it comes
go all the way back to what we talked about earlier, pay yourself first.
Yeah, when it comes out of your paycheck before it ever goes into your bank account, it's the easiest way to save because you never see it. It doesn't exist. Right?
I love a story. I had a young man not long, and he's doing well. I'm so proud of him. His company was offering a 6% match on the 401k, Morgan.
Nice.
And I said, "Well, how much you putting in?" 2%.
What?
Two. I'm like, do you understand the compound of interest here on free money? And you know, he just didn't know. He just didn't know. And so he cut out those lattes and he started putting more money back in his 401k and paying himself first. And, you know, I'm very proud of him.
Tim, when's your birthday?
November.
Okay, we're going to get you a rock. Going to paint it up.
Now we got to come up with a great name, Morgan.
I like Lumpy.
Lumpy. I like it.
If you play catch with a rock, you're down to, you know, you're probably going to get a lump or two. All right. So, again, we're talking about, you know, these are things that people are not doing and they wish they would kind of change things up, and you really need to. I mean, again, if you're not saving enough, you're not starting early enough, these are some big mistakes. What about this one, Gary? Not including the spouse. You're in a couple situation. You have a partner, and you're not including them in the process of planning.
I could spend a whole show on this. As a matter of fact, Morgan, I would like for us to create that, because this is something we are seeing a lot of. And I'm going to throw some numbers out there. As a matter of fact, my wife and I just did a great TV show, and we did it around the love languages and tied that into retirement planning. And it was so much fun. And so if you'd like to see that TV show, I'm happy to send that to you in a link. If you call us, let the girls know you'd like to see the TV show of myself and my wife, Rhonda. Really just tying in love languages and how they really seem to work together when it comes to planning. But here's the scary numbers. All right, let me throw this out there. 70% of us men, so us three in here, 70% of us are going to die widowed, right? Or we're going to die married. I said that incorrectly. We're going to die married. 70% of women are going to die widowed. Now, here's the thing, ladies, and I think you should listen up to this really, really quick. If your husband passes away first, which is most common, right? Mm-hmm. Women are outliving us men, but you got one more year from that date to file joint income tax, okay? It's the best tax bracket you can. After that, you're going to go to a single tax bracket. You're going to lose a Social Security check. All right. You might went up. Your check might have went up, but you'll probably lose yours. And then now we're facing some different things. Higher taxes, of course, and we're facing maybe a 20% cut in Social Security benefits down the road. So I think males and females, married couples, significant others, whatever the case may be, I think you need to be partners. I think you need to set goals together. Have those conversations. I always reference the whole, Rhonda wanted a house in the mountains. I wanted one on the beach. We're getting a house in the mountains. She won. But guess what? Not yet. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. But Tim has been part of that battle, by the way, because Tim's a big mountain guy, too. So, you know, it's kind of two against one, Morgan. Kind of not fair at all. Well, not fair at all.
I'm a mountain guy, too. So,
well, by God, I'm just losing. No, so I'm just going to lose.
I'm partnered with a beach person, so we're having that tug of war as well. But, I mean, again,
it is what it is. But get together. Work as a team.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
The point is, if you don't include your spouse on what you're doing, right, they might continue buying all those extra things at Target while you're trying to save money, and you're just running on a treadmill at that point.
That's right. You put the spending plan together.
Yeah.
You put the spending plan together. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Get on the same page, and you're going through this. You're going through life together. You need to go through planning together. All right. So we got time for one more. Tim, just comment on this, because we see this quite a bit as well. You're just spending too much, and you're spending it too early.
Yeah, so a lot of folks retire and they're still young enough to travel and do things, right? So they want to go to Rome. They want to take that cruise to Alaska. They want to go spoil the grandkids for a few years or buy an RV and travel, right? And I think these are things that you should do. But we do want to be careful and make sure that we're planning properly, that if we're going to spend a little bit more up front, we need to make sure that we account for that for the longevity side of things, right? And there are plenty of ways to plan around that. Plenty of tools that can help us give ourselves guaranteed incomes down the road so that we don't run into issues later on in life. Right?
You know, this makes me think of a client we're working with, a couple right now, and, you know, they had these big goals. And they basically, it boils down to this. And we have it three segments, we call it here. When you retire, you're younger, you're healthier. That's your go-go years, folks. That's when you want to go and go and go and have fun. Like Tim just said, travel the world, play golf in every state. Whatever your goal is, you might need more money in the go-go years, but then you get into the slow-go years, and then you get to the no-go years. But if you put the proper income plan together, we can do that for you. You can go as hard as you want when you retire. Then we can slow down, and then we can worry about longevity after that, and then we can worry about maybe a legacy plan from there. But if you don't have a plan in place, Tim, spending too much money early, I get it. But if you don't have a plan in place, you might be broke by 75.
Right, which puts you in a really tough spot for things like long-term care, things that pop up and you need extra money to take care of yourself. If you don't have that, you may end up on Medicaid, which gives you very, very few options at the end of the day.
You know what's interesting, Morgan? Every one of these things that we just talked about,
yeah.
they're all in my book.
Yep.
They're all in my book. And you know, again, we offer my book on the show all the time. Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. It's going to give you 6 key tips to guarding your retirement planning. And a section in there is all about women and working with your husbands. I mean, because I think it's so important. It's important to me. And folks, if you'd like a copy of that book, we'll send it right out to you. I don't charge for the book. We'll send it to you in the mail. All you got to do is call Bridget and Abby. Let them know that you heard us on the radio. You'd like a copy of the book. And we'll also send you out that 2024 tax guide if you'd like that as well.
So important, guys. And I heard a little bit of, I don't want to call it a Freudian slip because it wasn't a Freudian slip. It's more like a Ben Hogan slip when you heard Gary say, play golf in every state.
It's a goal. It's my personal goal. I'm sorry.
He can do that right from his office.
Well, listen, you mentioned goals. So our listeners, you need to have goals. And one of them is you need to get started on your retirement planning. Gary, you've got an opportunity for them.
Yeah. You know what? You got one shot at this, folks, and we just want to make sure you do it right. And I'll ask you a simple question. Is 20 minutes of your time worth your peace of mind? Today, we're offering a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call or a 60-minute in-person meeting with us. Absolutely free, folks. All you got to do is give us a call and claim your spot today.
All right, here's the phone number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Limited number of spots for our radio listeners carved out just for you. You can do an hour-long in-person in the office at Team Guardian, or you can do a 20-minute regular call or a 20-minute Zoom call, and these are complimentary. 800-517-1575. 800-517-1575. We've been talking about retirement, obviously. Well, we've got some of the biggest headlines out there and some big heads talking about it. That's coming up next. We are back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, hosted by Gary Thurman, Tennessee Valley. It's always about retirement planning. Gary's got over 25 years in this business, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for retirement. You can find him at Guardian Investment Advisors right here, again, in the Tennessee Valley. Fiduciary for Advisory Services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and a team approach. We have Tim McDermott joining us on the program. He's the portfolio manager, but we also have Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tanner Moore, again, senior healthcare advisor, and a front and back office, I mean, support staff, amazing. Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it's all about getting you ready for your retirement. We do the retirement talk on this show each and every week, but we give you an opportunity to take action for yourself. We have appointments available with Guardian Investment Advisors. They're complimentary, and you can do it one of three ways. You can do an hour-long in-person, you can do a 20-minute regular call, or a 20-minute Zoom call. Get to know the team, kind of see where you are in your planning process, and you're probably in one of two areas. You haven't started, but you've saved well, or you're halfway down the path working with an advisor, and you're just not being communicated with, and you feel like maybe a second opinion would be the route to go. And you can do that by calling 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Grab one of the spots now. They will not last long. So we're talking about, again, headlines, economic, financial world. I mean, everybody's concerned about it. I mean, you turn on your TV, you're going to see it. So we're going to start. We're going to kick it off with David Kostin, Goldman Sachs, Chief U.S. Equity Strategist. And Kostin joined CNBC's Squawk on the Street to discuss the market and share the forecast for what the future holds.
What are we seeing now for the first quarter results? We're about 16% of the way through earnings season. We've seen thus far most of the companies, about 65% of the companies, have actually beat consensus expectations on the bottom line, and about a third have beat expectations on the top line. What that suggests to us is that companies are able and have been demonstrating the ability to kind of squeak over a little bit margin, and margin is basically hold there until a little bit higher. There was some desire to try to raise prices, but it didn't get that strong indication there's a lot of inflation coming. So our forecast is that the market rises slowly in line with expectations for earnings.
There you go. Goldman Sachs, David Kostin, again, on CNBC's Squawk on the Street. So, Tim, just weigh in here. I mean, you're a numbers guy. You're a portfolio manager. Do you think Mr. Kostin is on the money with his forecast?
I'd say he's probably pretty close, right? Mm-hmm. Earnings are all about expectations, and then the market will fluctuate based on the expectations set. And then when reality comes into play, right, things can change, which is what you're seeing here. He's saying that, you know, expectations are kind of being met and a little bit exceeded, which is great, and that should set us in a forward motion. But you have to take into things like our inflation really hasn't slowed to the way that Feds want them to, which is where you may see this delay in rate drops continue, mm-hmm. and even potentially another quarter point rate hike, which, you know, possibility. I'm not sure that will happen, but it's just a matter of kind of keeping an eye on these things and seeing what kind of expectations are being set.
Well, again, it's a stressful time for a lot of people. If you have a retirement plan, if you're working with professionals, there's less stress. I mean, you've got somebody walking with you down this path. You're not doing it alone. You're not do-it-yourselfer. There are a lot of people that are trying to do this, and boy, I tell you, a lot of stress comes with that. You work with a group that does this on a daily basis, less stress. Opportunity to get on the calendar with Team Guardian going on during the course of this show. Call 800-517-1575 again. 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom call, or maybe you feel good about it and come in for an hour-long sit-down and meet with the team. All right, we're moving on to J.P. Morgan Chase Chair and CEO Jamie Dimon. He joined Economic Club of New York recently, and Dimon weighed in on the state of the economy, what's in store for the average consumer, remaining very optimistic about the impact even a potential recession would have on us.
The American consumer, even if we go into a recession, is much wealthier than before. Debt service ratios are very low. They're normalizing now, and credit is, we say it's normalized, it's not gotten worse. But they have, it's still the lowest it's ever been pretty much on record. Their home prices are up, their stock prices are up. Remember, 50% of people don't owe money at all. And so even when you go to a recession, the consumer's in good shape. But that doesn't mean you can fight off the effects of stagflation or something like that if it gets much worse.
Okay, so Dimon is all over this. It's a lot of information in a very short clip. Gary, kind of help us break it down and your takeaways from Dimon's assessment.
I mean, Tim, jump in if you want here, too. I have a hard time with what he said about our debt. And I'm only going to refer back to credit card debt right now because we just set a record for credit card debt and interest rates are up. I mean, you know, our country's $34 trillion in debt. They promised to add two more trillion in debt this year. Just to service our debt's $1 trillion. I mean, I'm having a hard time with that. And look, I really like Jamie Dimon. I listen to a lot of the things he says, but and I'm optimistic as well. So I think I just disagree a little bit on the whole debt situation because I think the state of our economy, I have to look at national debt because I think, you know, Tim, you just said inflation's still there. You know, interest rates may stay up for a little while. I mean, how are we going to afford to live as Americans if things like that keep happening and we keep using credit card debt? I don't know. It just worries me a little bit, you know, to that extent, I guess.
I think over the last decade, we've kicked more cans down the road than
and that's,
you know,
what we're
you
doing
can
now.
See, right? And if you sweep too much stuff under a rug, what happens, right? It just becomes a very lumpy rug that you trip over and fall on your face. So, you know, we kick so many cans down the road that all of this has to come to some kind of consequence at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And the more we kick those cans down the road, the bigger that consequence becomes.
Yeah. So, I mean, guess what? I hope things turn around. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, am I in fear of that next recession? I know. I'm not in fear of it. Do I know it's going to happen? Yes. I mean, I think, you know, it's the ultimate thing that's going to happen eventually. We just have to be prepared for it. And again, that's why we put an income plan together for everybody so you don't have to worry about recessions. So we can make sure that we stay afloat when that recession comes.
We are hearing from some big names just talking about the economy and where we currently are. We've already heard from Goldman Sachs, David Kostin. You just heard from, again, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase Chair and CEO. And now we're going to move to BlackRock Chairman and CEO Larry Fink. He sat down with Bloomberg to shine some light on the looming retirement crisis that's plaguing this country. Fink joined Bloomberg's David Westin in a discussion where he explained the importance of retiring with dignity.
The acute problem here in the United States is that we have still 57 million Americans who don't have any savings or any retirement plan. Social Security is a fantastic foundation for retirement, but if that's all you have when you retire, you're going to be living in a in poverty, below the poverty line, because it just is not, it's supplemental, but it's not meant to be the totality of what you have in a retirement. And the whole concept of we're aging, we're all living longer. And I think one of the big narratives I've had to reflect in 2023 was the miracles of medicine, of technology, and how it transforms our lives and extends our life. There is not a dialogue in America or most places about can we afford that longevity.
Again, Larry Fink bringing this up. He brings up a great point in longevity in that department and how it impacts the planning process. So let's continue with the listen.
Our entire retirement system was based on statistics that were created 50 years ago, whereby most Americans retired between 60 and 62 then, but most Americans then passed away at 67. And today, statistically, a couple 60 years old in good health, one of them is going to live over 90.
Okay, well, a lot to unpack from Larry Fink, guys. So just your thoughts, and you guys both jump in on this.
Yeah, I'm going to start out with the longevity part of things, right? You know, it used to be, you know, 5 to 7 years was the average retirement life. And so, and on top of that, you had a pension and Social Security, and that pretty much set you up for whatever you needed, right? Those are lifetime incomes that you didn't have to worry about running out. We're in a different time now where you have a 401k and longevity. I mean, you could be 30, 30 plus years in retirement. Mm-hmm. That changes things dramatically, right?
Yeah, Fidelity did that study, Morgan. I know you and I have talked about it before, that you might actually be retired longer than you actually worked. You know, and I'm going to agree with Larry on a lot of these things. I do think longevity risk is a big thing. But, man, he said something to me that hit hard, guys. 57% of Americans don't have a retirement plan.
Big number.
Yeah. That freaks me out a little bit, and it makes me feel like I'm not getting the word out there enough. Like, I need to do more marketing, Morgan, to help people out. But here's my thing about longevity, and I said it earlier on the show. 70% of men die married. 70% of women die widowed. So, ladies, I really hope you're paying attention to this, because if Mr. Fink is correct and that a healthy couple, one of you are going to live to be past 90, most likely it's going to be you, ladies. Most likely. That's just what the stats tell us. You're living longer. You're healthier. That's just the way it is.
That's what all the men are hoping for, because we can't even find the ketchup in the fridge. You know?
Yeah, that's right. But here's
so
my
true.
Whole point. Here's my whole point. Sorry, guys. Here's my whole point. Healthcare. When you are alone, if your husband has passed away and all of a sudden you get sick, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to waste all the money you guys worked your whole life for nursing home? Are you going to put a plan together now that will take care of you or the husband or you or the wife if you need long-term care? 70% of us are going to need some type of long-term care, folks. We are living longer, so you need to do something about it, and now's the time to act.
Well, let's do it. We've got appointments available. Walk us through what's going to happen. Again, you've got three ways this can happen.
Yeah, so, folks, here's what we think about retirement. We think you got one shot, and we want to make sure you do it right. Do you actually know how much money you're going to be able to pull out of your portfolio on a monthly basis to know that you're going to have income for as long as you have breath in your body? Do you understand the taxes you're going to pay on that money? Because, folks, it's not about what you have. It's what you get to keep. And these are just a few of the things we're going to cover in our Wealth Guard planning process, and we're going to customize this just for you. Again, we think you got one shot at retirement. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Give us a call today and claim your 20-minute phone call, Zoom call, or 60-minute in-person meeting with us today.
Here's the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Put the Team Guardian team approach to work for you. Hour-long sit-down or 20-minute regular or 20-minute Zoom call. 800-517-1575. Complimentary. Leave the checkbook at home. That's 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today on Tomorrow's in the books. For Gary Thurman, Tim McDermott, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.